Mark Frohnmayer, you actually had a model that you were putting out there as the rapid responder. How do you equip that versus the usual model choices?
It is very the rapid responder. We actually have now three products that are based on the very same platform. The Fun Utility Vehicle is our consumer product. The rapid responder is our emergency services product, and then we have another one called the Deliverator, which is for last mile delivery. But they're really at the root, they're the same basic platform. So this is the same drivetrain, the same battery system, the same wheels and tires and brakes and so on. What really differentiates the rapid responder from the Fun Utility Vehicle is that it has all the extra gear, you know, lights, sirens, loudspeaker, and then what we're planning on working with Eugene Springfield Fire on is what is the loadout of additional emergency gear that we need to accommodate? What additional sorts of racking does the vehicle need in order to carry, fire protection gear, in order to carry, first responder gear for whether it's a defibrillator or oxygen or whatever? And so really part of the purpose of this pilot program, and again, we just announced the pilot, and it's going to be ongoing for months ahead, is to really refine the rapid responder for the broader emergency services market.
And what are the specs on this? I mean, how long does it take to charge? How long does it go on a charge? How fast can it go?
The basic specs are the same as the FUV. It's 100 miles of city range. It can go up to 75 miles an hour. The performance off the line, we call it zero to fun instantly, but it's got plenty of torque to maneuver through traffic. And then recharge time varies depending on what you're plugged into. So if you plug it into just a normal household outlet, it's an overnight charge. You can charge it up in about 4 to 5 hours on a level 2 charging station.
Okay. And Marcus Lay, have you had a chance to, is it even there yet?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, the same day that Arcimoto rolled out the rapid responder, we received it. And Mark, I can't remember the date now because there's been a lot of water under the bridge since then.
Boy, but kidding.
We've had it for roughly two and a half weeks.
So granted, people aren't out much exercising, but they are still using the bike paths, I assume. Have you had a chance to make much use of it so far?
It hasn't actually responded on any calls because the platform, as we envision the platform and we build in programs, we want to make sure that we structure its use and we meter it, that we're doing the right thing with it. And quite frankly, with our, you know, society kind of reacting to this challenge right now, we haven't had a chance to really put a lot of focus on it. Now, that being said, we have put over, I don't know, 40 or 50 miles on it in the last couple of weeks, just commuting and along the lines of it being the FUV. Here at our fire headquarters in Eugene is where the emergency operations centers are for both Eugene and Springfield. And we've actually made the Arcimoto available for people who are working long shifts to actually go out and take a short drive in it, because it really does lift somebody's spirits. And that's what our emergency service providers can use right now. But it is parked in our main station here, Station 2 on our main campus. And the intent right now is that if we do have a call on the bike paths, that crew will chase the fire engine with it. And then once they get to the head of the bike path, then they will respond. But we haven't had the opportunity yet.
All right. But that's an interesting use of it, though, that at a time in history when people could use a little morale boost, it is filling that role.
Right.
Which I guess Mark Frohnmayer feels pretty good to you, I would think, on that count.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I think that's, you know, this is obviously an unprecedented, strange, and really challenging time for pretty much everybody. But this has been true of the years developing the Arcimoto in the first place. Is, you know, even on incredibly stressful days, to be able to just jump in the driver's seat and cruise around, it does put a smile on the face, and I think that is one of the sort of more, you know, versus just the efficiency benefit, it's something that's really just more of a heartfelt benefit of the product and of the endeavor.
Marcus Lay, I know you have to get out of here pretty soon. Are you equipping the people, the EMTs, no matter what the vehicle, somewhat differently because of coronavirus?
Yeah, I think it's kind of the same narrative everywhere, and that is, we're one of our top priorities is to do everything we can to make sure that our first responders have the personal protective equipment they need to be safe, to keep our citizens safe, and so that's one of our top priorities. And as you said in earlier in the segment, specifically N95 masks are in short supply, and so we're struggling to fit our response to conserve those personal protective equipment pieces as long as we can throughout the course of this whole episode.
All right, Marcus Lay, I know you have to go. Deputy Chief Eugene Springfield Fire, thanks for talking to us. Mark Frohnmayer, Akimoto CEO, I have about a minute and a half left with you. Before we got to the pandemic, you had planned to put the rapid responders into production later this year. Has that changed because of what's going on? Social distancing, factory shutdown, whatever.
Well, we have suspended production as of a couple of weeks ago. That doesn't deeply impact the rapid responder program. So the plan was to work through this pilot with Eugene Springfield Fire, and then on the basis of that, make final program tweaks and put the rapid responder into production. So that's those plans are proceeding primarily with our partners at Eugene Springfield Fire. But this is, the pandemic has certainly had an impact on the venture in terms of how we're planning and moving ahead.
Well, I was going to ask you about that part too, about the general trajectory of the company. Was it about where you had hoped it would be before things got scrambled?
Yeah. Oh yeah. No. So we had, when we launched production in September of last year, and we have been scaling up production. We started at 4 per week, and we were at 10 per week. The week that we shut down, we were about to step up to 15. So it has, and that was alongside. We built our 100th vehicle. We've now launched our two additional pilot programs of our fleet vehicles. And all of that happened sort of immediately before the pandemic took hold. Mm-hmm. So it has been, I think, a challenge certainly for the team to push pause on the production activities.
Yeah.
But we still have the crew, really moving forward on our key objectives of cost reduction and fleshing out the whole product portfolio.
Okay. Akimoto is the company. It's Akimoto with a C, A-R-C-I-M-O-T-O. Mark Frohnmayer, the CEO. Thanks for joining us on The Exchange.